B4BVH, listening mobile.
Okay, B4CPA.
Here, I was just on my way home. I figured I'd see if anybody's got their radio on.
Boy, I've got the radio on. It's
copy. It's sounding kind of scratchy here where I am. About a month now, and I'm just working with a handheld and a mobile antenna.
Dale, and welcome to Amateur Radio, and congratulations there on getting your ticket. Name here is David, and I've been in the hobby since 1983.
So, are you an extra?
General.
Just never decided to go ahead and do it?
I've taken the class, and I've taken some practice tests, but I'm still not there. So, I'm just kind of in limbo right now.
Some of the test questions for extra. It's a little bit tough.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Bill, how are you doing this lovely afternoon?
Walgreens put up a FedEx package, and now I'm going to my daughter's place up near North Green University up there. So I gotta get going.
And you're gonna be, so you'll be headed up there towards Phil's neck of the woods where he works there at NGU. His college, you know, K4NGU.
Yeah. That's Gary, isn't it?
And there's a new ham in here. I didn't catch your name. But say hello to Phil.
This is Brian, KO4BBH.
You can tell David's an amateur. He done forgot his name. KM4UBG.
I tell you, I just got this big target on my back.
Guys, how y'all doing? Phil, the new guy, and David. My name's Kevin. How about my ticket since April, so working on general class. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. I've had my ticket since, I think it was 1963. A few years.
20 years before me. And, Phil, I would imagine Phil's an extra. In fact, I'm pretty sure he is. And, anyway, so Brian's just got his ticket here. So, he said he's talking on a handheld with a mobile antenna. Did you say a mag mount, Brian?
Bought a mag mount. I have one of those roll-up J-poles, but I was hoping maybe I could get it to work inside my house, but it's not working. So right now, if I want to use my radio, I pretty much have to be in my car.
Well, I'm just running 5 watts with a handy talkie with about a 12-inch little wire antenna for 220 and 440. It gets me around.
Yeah. Like you said, Phil, right? So you took your class back when they was actually carving it into the stone, right? That's before they came out with sheet and paper.
Yep, I took it in Latin.
Now that's when they rolled it up on that little sheet, right?
It wasn't chiseled in stone.
Modern technology was a little farther ahead by then.
Let me get out here just a little bit. I'll be back. I need to put an address in here. AEC4Q.
Don't behave yourself. We'll talk to you later. KP4CBA. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, being licensed that long, I bet that's pretty cool, seeing the technology of all the radios change.
Yeah, my brother, two brothers, Bill and I, seen each other get on, plus all the other these equipments that we used to work on.
Looking at you. It was because being back in that day, man, that's back when radios used to be radios. Used to use every knob on it to do something with.
Have a diode in it.
Like your own filter, right?
Jump out of here. I'm back at the house. So I'll say 73's. Enjoyed it, gentlemen. And good to meet up with you, Brian. Kevin, you take care. And we'll talk to y'all later. And Phil, if you're still in there, we'll see you later too. KB4CPA.
I'm here by AC4Q.
KB4Q, KB4CBA, David, you have a good one out that way. Holler at you a little later. And I think you said Brian. Well, I hate to jump on you there, man, but I got to get back out here and go back to work. I was pulling up at another building here, and just heard y'all in there wanting to say hello. 73 is to everybody, and I'm fixing to be clear. I'll be back in shortly. KN4UBG, 73s, everybody. I'll be clear.
Looking to you. KO4BVH.
VWA, mobile.
4VWA, KN4UBG. You ever get you a two-way put on you? You hardly get.
Man, I tell you what, I've been running the roads ragged trying to make a little bit of money. Spent the weekend down at the beach and running back and forth. I tell you what, at least it was sunny and clear and dry. No, I started off Friday morning and had to work in Chapin, and then finished in Chapin and had to go down to Myrtle Beach and work at a veterinarian's clinic down there. So I was all up in a bunch of traffic and didn't want to have to haul it.
Having that jugger, I'd have my clipboard on the back, my tool bag in the saddle bag, and I'd have been gone.
Degrees, baby. Because it was 50 degrees as a high on Saturday down at the beach. That's a little too cool for Big Daddy.
100 and, 270 miles on my bike since I got it over a week ago. I rode that jugger Saturday, and then I took that jugger for a ride by myself yesterday. I put almost 70 miles on it yesterday by myself.
Worked out.
Finally figured it out. The air ride thing, it rides good when it's pumped up. When it don't, you can pretty much figure out what it rides like. Rides like a golf, or rides like a go-kart with no suspension.
Does it pump itself up and stay up?
Pump it up. It's got four buttons on the side. It's got the two buttons on, they're on the right side, down like where your knee is. It's got two buttons on the left and two buttons on the right, side by side. But the top button push the top button and the top left button, it pumps up the front suspension. Then if you push the top button on the right and the bottom left button, it pumps up the rear suspension. And if you want to let any air out of it, you push the bottom right button and either one of the other buttons to adjust either one of the suspension. And that valve, I let all the air out of the back and put my air compressor on that valve, and that valve actually pumps up the back shock too, or both back shocks.
Sounds like programming a ham radio.
Got pretty good at that. Just takes me a minute.
Well, I'll just stick to my plain old Harley. It just rides good and it just goes.
Well, hey, man, and thinking it was a six-cylinder until I got to looking at it really good. This thing is an actual four-cylinder. It's a GL1200 87 Honda Go Wing. And I can't complain, man. I mean, I've had it on the interstate. That night I went to Fields' house, W4NGU. When I drove up there, I mean, I got up to about 90 one time on the highway with it. With my little one on the back with me, I mean, I say little one, but he's as big as I am. He's about 318 pounds. I'm about 324, so with me and him both on it, I mean, it run good up the interstate. I mean, it done real good. Had plenty of get up and go power. So I can't complain for $1,500.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Well, that's good, Bo. Now just go out there and whenever you do ride, you ride like you got a bullseye painted on your backside.
Already. People love riding your rear end. I'm going to start carrying me some of them little, stillies. Or get me some of them jack rocks and start dumping them out on the highway. Be my luck, I'd go back through and pick them up. That's the only reason I don't want to do that. But I thought about getting me a bag of stillies and having them in my side pocket. Over there on the console, somebody gets up, you know, with their headlights all up the rear end, dump them duckers on the highway and let them bounce everywhere.
There's some other things you can do, too. The only problem with that is you're in front of them. If you make them mad, they really going to get on you.
Then I get the 9mm out of the, you know, other pocket on the other side. I was reading some stuff on Facebook, man, where some people knocked a woman's mirror off over in Easley, man. And so they was four of them, had them on the camera. I don't know what she did. I mean, I can't say what she did. I mean, she could have cut them off, you know, but, so that one took his fist and just punched the passenger side mirror, slap off the car.
I just try to stay away from all that kind of business to begin with, all the way around. I'm just a peace-loving kind of guy until pushed far enough. So, anyhow... Well, so what else is going on? How's work? Are you going over to the meeting tonight?
Count on it. The meeting starts at what, 7?
Yeah, but they've already sent a message out. Dave's not going to be there. And the other Dave is going to take over the meeting to do the Arduinos. And all they're going to do is just have a couple of quick announcements and go right straight into the... Arduinos? Well, I'm not doing the Arduinos. So I'm going to hang back tonight.
Well, I'm getting into it, which I got something I got to do anyway. I got to go to Greer and pick up a bed that we're going to buy for the little one. You know, I broke his other bed when we was moving. I was moving some stuff around and, I knocked over a big china cabinet thing and the box spring piece, I broke it and tore the mattress with the corner of it and it pulled the, springs in the mattress up. So we're going to go buy him a queen-size bed tonight. I got to go pick it up. So I don't know. I might not go to the meeting myself.
What you mean? I know what you mean. Well, I just had an idiot trying to turn left from the center lane.
KO4BVH.
No call contact. Go ahead and jump in there. Give you sign, call sign again.
4BVH. If my memory serves me correct, I think I talked to you a few days back about joining the club or coming to the meeting. I think your name is Steve. Is that correct?
You got me, bud. Well, I'm not going to be there tonight, but, see, they're doing those Arduino kits, how to program them and do all that kind of stuff. Well, right now, I'm studying on how to get my daughter married off a month from now. And how to do a bunch of other stuff and try to get my extra license. And they're going to do a bunch of announcements and then jump right into Arduinos. So, I'm going to pass on the meeting tonight. But I tell you what, if you're interested in that kind of thing, they sure teach it to you, buddy.
I go just because, so are those kind of like the Raspberry Pi?
I don't know if a Raspberry Pi is programmable or not, but I believe it is. But you can program these Arduinos to do just about anything.
He talked me into it the other week, and I thought about it, yeah, I'll probably just go, and it'll be fun even if I'm not into that or not, right?
Well, now, that's true. That is very true. Well, the other part of the equation is I've got a real bad cold. I guess you can hear it in my voice. And, so anyhow, I don't think I ought to go over there and spread it around on them. So that's the other part of the reason I'm going to hang back tonight. Name call. Right, I remember talking to you now, Brian. There was another fellow I talked to also by the name of Mitch. He was going to try to come over there tonight. Yeah, I got this nasty cold going. I'm going to hang back on all that. You wouldn't like me very much if I gave you this cold.
Probably not, huh? That's all right. I'll probably go, and maybe I'll catch you there another time.
All right, cool beans. Listen, I got to drop out for a minute. I got a call coming in. I'll be out on standby.
Anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to get out of here, too. KO4BVH, clear.
Mobile monitoring. C4Q mobile.
KN4UBG.
Hey, KN4BWA. I'm still on the phone, Kevin. I'll be back on there in a few minutes, okay?
Roger, roger. I'll be moseying down the rig.